Hey everybody, welcome to Game Goose. Today is October 10th, 2018. This is episode 16. My name is Dan Curry. I am joined in studio by Mr. Clinton Brower. How are you, Clinton?
That is my name, Clinton Brower.
What's going on, man?
Not much. It's raining out. I got a little wet earlier.
It's raining. But we went and checked out the new Coney Island.
I rode a bird scooter into work today.
Oh, yeah?
Which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
What's a bird scooter?
You don't have these in New York yet? So there's this thing
too busy
that's
there.
Been happening.
Oh my god, we've had these for I want to say a decade.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just said you didn't have them or know what they were.
So I didn't know they were bird scooters. I just knew they were fucking annoying.
Yeah, there's bird and there's lime.
I'm leaving this podcast.
Do you do it on the sidewalk or are you on the street?
So you also have to take into account there's significantly less amount of people on our sidewalks and our streets here.
Stay off the sidewalk. It's fruit.
So you will be murdered by a vehicle.
So this morning, I rode a bird scooter into work.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fucking cool. My buddy Sam and I rented them. And we rode them down a side street until we got down to the bridge.
Yeah.
Rode them across the bridge and sidewalk and parked them. They're not allowed on the sidewalks downtown, which they shouldn't be allowed on the sidewalks anywhere.
Yeah, but we don't really have good bike paths.
Yeah, just don't ride it down the center of Michigan Avenue. Take a fucking side street.
I saw a mom in Chelsea the other day who had her kid on one of those. Her kid was had both feet, obviously, on the scooter and was controlling the throttle. The mom also had her hands on the throttle and was wearing roller skates. So he would throttle and she would just ride along with him. Meanwhile, we're all just walking.
Yeah. You can ride a scooter.
Yeah, you could. You could rent a scooter and ride it.
No, I think it's stupid. Just walk. Just walk. Everything is 10 minutes away from you in the city.
Yeah. So that's
it's not as fun to walk.
Yeah.
It took us 10 minutes on the scooters to get to work. And the scooters go 15 miles an hour?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was fucking cool, that was all I'm saying.
It's probably shorter than the bus.
I mean, yeah, it definitely was shorter than the bus.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It was a lot of fun.
Fine.
And that man that's so angry about scooters is Neil Brower.
Yeah.
How are you besides your anger of over scooters?
Well, I had a temperature this weekend. I had a 3-day weekend and I spent all of it getting gradually sicker. And now I'm recording this in my underwear and I can't tell if it's because it's kind of hot today or because I still have a fever. Either way,
gotcha.
I'm sweating and grumpy and sick.
You sound sick.
Yeah. It's better than that today than it was a couple days ago. Yeah. We were playing Overwatch and I was laughing at him.
Oh, yeah.
You had a very stereotypical stuff nose sound going on.
Usually Dan plays with a headset because he and his wife play games next to each other. So they have headsets that all their in-game audio comes through. So it's not like coming out their TV. So he's like... As soon as I get on, he sends me a party invite and he's ready to go. Meanwhile, my mic is across the room in a drawer or something. This time I was ready. I plugged the mic in before I got on, and I got on and I realized Dan was away for a second. So I played a game with my mic on, just totally forgot it was there. And during the course of the game, I wasn't talking to anybody and nobody was talking, so I didn't realize they could hear me. I'm just hacking and coughing and wheezing. And we win, and at the end of the game, some dude comes on, he's like, oh, hey, good guys game, hey, Mini Whaler, you should, get some NyQuil or something, bye.
I like how he's concerned for your health.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you sound sick.
Well,
That's me.
Let's talk about what we've all been playing together to start off. I know we've been playing Overwatch. The Halloween event started.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yep, and it's fun. I love all the new skins. What's your favorite new skin, guys?
Doomfish.
Yeah, he looks
I didn't really have a huge chance to look through him, but I really liked the pumpkin ball.
The wrecking ball? Yeah, that's my favorite. I'm getting that one for sure.
Yeah.
It's so well done.
I think Soldiers is actually pretty creative, too. He's got the Friday the 13th hockey mask.
Yeah.
And his assault rifle has the chainsaw barbs around it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the enchanted armor is probably my favorite, though.
Oh, Pharah. Yeah, really cool. I haven't really played with it that much. I don't have many of the skins, but When she dies, it just falls apart, which I think is really cool.
Just pieces go everywhere.
Yeah. And we've also been playing quite a bit of Forza Horizon 4.
We have.
Which is great.
I'm really bad at it, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're that bad at it. The one issue with it is, in multiplayer, is if you miss a checkpoint in a race, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
There's no coming back.
Yeah.
Like, because in the normal one, you can just rewind, and when you're playing multiplayer, obviously you can't do that because it can't change time for their players.
Yeah.
And you miss a checkpoint, and it's like, oh, well, guess I'm coming in last.
They should give everyone, like, two rewinds.
Something.
And it rewinds everybody, but everyone only gets, like, two. up to four players, and then if you have, like, eight players, everyone gets one.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. it just feels so bad when you get pushed out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
I'm really enjoying that game because I'm really good at it compared to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not great at it.
We play Overwatch, you guys are always like doing really well. I'm just like, yeah, I made the board once this time we play. And playing Forza, I'm just like front of the pack every time.
Yeah. When we play, I was always like, I'm decent at Forza, and then you take away the rewind feature and I'm like, okay, maybe
bad
not that good.
Forza.
But it is fun. There's so much to collect and see.
I mean, I was telling you guys, I was enjoying, as a racing novice, I enjoy just the free roam aspect of it more than I enjoy the races. I was having a good time trying to figure out how to break all the influence boards. For those of you who don't know, they set up, there's a currency or like a level up system that's influence. And they have a bunch of ways to get it. One of the ways is you drive and you find all these purple boards that if you smash into them, you get a certain amount of points. The harder they are to get to, the more points you get. And some of them are like on the top of buildings and you have to find the nearest thing that'll you can fashion as a jump and get up there. So basically, I enjoyed the puzzle game aspects of a racing game.
Yeah, but that's like what makes it so good is there's so much to do. Yeah. And I do enjoy that when we're done with a race, it's not like, okay, let's go find the next one. Okay, let's go find the next one. Like, it's always like, we do a race, and then everyone's like checking out their new cars or driving around finding boards or just doing different stuff. And they're like, okay, now you guys want to do another race? Like, there's a lot of downtime in between, but because we want there to be. It's not just this, like,
going it's not dead time. It's just downtime.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, like, things to do and stuff to entertain you.
And we have had some issues with like staying in the same group, but it's not nearly as bad. Like after a race, sometimes we'll show up like not in the same group anymore.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as bad as like Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. And hopefully that'll get better.
It got a lot better once we were all through the tutorial missions and we were all synced up in like the same season.
Mm-hmm. Which has winter started yet?
Today or tomorrow.
Yeah, we should get on that, but I know I'm going to be putting a lot of time to get in some Overwatch skins.
Luboos
is Clint Nice column. Have you played anything else besides those two things? I think I saw you playing, Neil. What were you playing online the other day? Oh, Darksiders. You still enjoying that?
I play a little Darksiders. That is still fun. I'm just trying to, I don't want to lose the thread. It's hard. There's parts of it that are legitimately challenging that I enjoy.
Nice.
The story is still fun. It feels very Zelda-esque, just with more of a brawler combat. And then I also played a little Far Cry 5.
Oh, really? You've beaten that, though, right?
I've beaten it, yeah. I did. They don't have the Game Plus, so my brother-in-law and I deleted our games to go back and play it together. And then we stopped playing it, so now I have to beat it again.
Nice. Clinton, have you played anything besides Forza and Overwatch? I know you were playing a bunch of Forza, though.
Yeah, I was playing a ton of Forza. There was something else, and I don't remember what now.
No.
It wasn't. It was more like an hour of something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Clinton and I played Mario Party. We'll get more into that later today. Yeah. But I enjoyed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. There's definitely some... It does feel a little empty compared to some other Mario Parties, but it's still really good.
Yeah, I mean, we've only played one full game of
it,
though.
Yeah, true, so. And then, other than that, I've been playing Shovel Knight, which I really, really enjoy. If you like old school, like, not quite platformers, but a little bit of platforming and action, it's a lot of fun.
It's like a frog.
You hit your headphones on your microphone. Yeah, I really like Shovel Knight. I have the whole treasure trove, and I have a hard time sitting down and playing it like for a long period of time, but I've been like killing a level or two every night when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just 'cause the levels are really long. There's a good amount of checkpoints, but it's kind of challenging too, so you die quite often. But my wife, Courtney, had to have a procedure the other day, and while I was waiting for I brought Shovel Knight and played that for a while too. So really enjoying that. And I don't know if I mentioned that I beat Spider-Man, but man, that's great. It was really
good.
Yeah,
you did. We talked about it.
Right. Courtney just beat it too, so.
Oh, right. That's what it was. I've been playing The Room.
There's right.
The Room. It's some weird name. It's The Room 4, I think, but it's got some weird tagline.
Was that the one you were talking about last week where you used
That's the guy. Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Right.
Yes, I was talking about it.
Yeah.
mobile game.
Right.
Mobile game. Yeah.
Right, because we were talking about mobile games and we brought that up.
And I've been playing D&D.
As always.
Yeah, like 20 hours in the last week.
All right, Neil, let's shoot it over to you. Let's hear this gaming history.
Obviously, a lot of history happened, not a lot that I care about. So in Neil's selective gaming history, two things. 2007, October 9th, Electronic Arts, EA, released the Orange Box video game, which was a fun little compilation of, I believe, Half-Life 2, Team Fortress 2, and both the Portals? Or was it just Portal 1?
Just Portal 1.
It was just Portal 1.
Portal was a sleeper hit off of that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Portal 2 didn't come out until, a good 4 years later, probably.
Yeah, yep. And I think I got that, and I was really excited, and the guy at GameStop was like, oh, man, Half-Life, Team Fortress, those are great. And I don't think I played those for more than an hour, and I played Portal.
You've never played through Half-Life?
No.
Half-Life 2 is really good. I mean, it's probably like one of those things now where you play it, you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Right.
But like at the time, it was really cool.
Half-Life 2 is widely received as one of the best video games. I think a lot of people would put it in their top 10.
Yeah, people are always waiting for 3.
Yeah,
that's like the big thing.
No, I mean it's well deserved of that spot too. I'm not a huge fan of shooters, and I really enjoyed it.
I played it for a little bit, but it just Portal hooked me, and then kind of overshadowed everything else for me. And isn't like Half-Life 2 Episode 2 or something? Isn't it some kind of weird?
No, it's Half-Life 2.
Oh, it's just full
Half-Life. I think
Half-Life
so.
2.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, you know what? Orange Box might be one of the episodes.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
Team Fortress is also really good.
Yeah, I know Overwatch has borrowed a lot from Team Fortress.
Yeah, they have.
But I remember having fun with Team Fortress, but there's not like a...
Yeah. I used to play a lot of Team Fortress.
Yeah.
And by a lot, I mean like probably like 40 hours.
It's like, normal amount.
Yeah.
All right. So what we got to say about Team Fortress.
All right. Well, then October 14th, again... 2008, Electronic Arts in 2008 released one of my favorite video games and series up until 3. 2 is okay. Dead Space.
I will not play this game because I am a chicken.
It's not even that. It's pretty scary. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tried to play it and I was like, nope, done.
Man, as I don't do well. I mean, honestly, I scare easily, but I still like it. And scary things don't really scare me while I'm doing it. I can, I know that everything I'm doing is fiction, but then when I go to bed and I wake up and I'm like half asleep, half awake, then that's where it all gets me in that little moment.
Okay. So you're more of like afraid when you're like thinking about
when
the
I'm
fact that you were scared earlier.
Yes. When I'm alone and I have time to imagine
when there's
things.
Dark and your brain's in overdrive trying to figure out where
if
you're
at. Number one, it has a really unique shooting mechanic, Dead Space, where you are an interplanetary, you're like a space station engineer, fixer. What's a better word for fixer? You repair space stations. Yeah. Okay. I'm on like 8 medications. Not really, but anyways. These zombies, I think they're called necromorphs. It's all born out of some weird religion, and they basically they basically take people's bodies and they turn them into like unkillable zombies, and their limbs essentially turn into swords, and they just walk at you, or they run at you, and you can't kill them with just like bullets to the chest. The whole thing is dismemberment. So you have all these what are really hardware, like the power tools. Your main gun is a plasma cutter, I think they call it. And you press a bumper, and it'll switch from vertical to horizontal, and it just shoots out a horizontal or vertical beam, so like a straight line. And then the way you kill most enemies is aiming for joints, arms, legs, heads, necks. But I mean, necks are the hardest things to hit. But that was really fun. It's a new shooting mechanic that I haven't seen anywhere else. And on top of that, it's got a great story, and it'll scare the shit out of you. One and two are great. EA did what EA does on 3 the same way they ruined Mass Effect 3. It's basically just a first-person shooter, and they lost all the soul. But gotcha. 1 and 2 are definitely worth it.
See, like, I get scared in, like, Skyrim when I turn around and there's a zombie right there.
Okay, well, this will get you then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I attempted to play it. I don't remember how far I got, but it wasn't far.
Clinton, you should give it a try.
Probably not.
Okay.
I hate horror video games.
Shooters never really... Yeah. What's the last shooter I played?
But every shot is like a puzzle.
That's your back of box. Every shot is like a puzzle.
That's how I'll sell it. It's very fun.
You got a pack of howling wolves over there?
Yeah, that was weird.
That is a Costco wholesale truck with bad brakes.
All right. Pack of wild wolves. All
right, right.
The New York equivalent.
Right. Let's look forward to upcoming games. October 11th, Child of Light is coming to the Switch. One of my favorite games that I randomly found for Xbox. And it's really good. It's kind of like a JRPG a little bit, but it's a turn-based combat, but there's a kind of a puzzle aspect to how you play. We're talking a lot about puzzles being involved. And I might pick it up for Switch to play it again. I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to a sequel that has been teased. October 12th, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox. And that same day, Luigi's Mansion is coming to 3DS. And October 16th, LEGO DC Supervillains is coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox. So, big one this week is Call of Duty.
I'm sleeping on all of those.
Yeah, if I had a 3DS, maybe Luigi's Mansion, but Child of Light, I might get again, depending.
Don't you have it on the Wii U?
Have it on Wii U? Oh, yeah, I do have it on Wii U. I thought I had it on Xbox. I can't remember. Tell you the truth. I have it somewhere. But, yeah.
You have enough games to buy. You don't need to buy that one.
That's true. That's just true. Did you ever play Child of Light, Neil?
We talked about this on the show before. I don't like it.
Oh, gotcha. I really enjoy it. If you like, turn-based games, you could be into it.
What does the J in JRPG stand for?
Japanese.
Oh, that's why I don't like it. Okay, hold on. That sounds bad when I say it without context.
You don't like that style of game.
Like, I don't like that style of game. I don't like their storylines. I don't like the voice acting. I don't like the animation.
Yeah. There's really not.
Nothing against the country or the people.
This one's more Americanized, though. Like, this isn't like...
Yeah, I know. I played it. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's pretty short, though, which is not very typical of JRPGs. All right, let's head into the news. Weird, random, kind of popped up yesterday. Stardew Valley is coming to mobile. So, if you want another way to play it.
I guess it's probably easier to port that to mobile. I don't know. Is it easier to port it to mobile than it is to make multiplayer from an existing game on Xbox?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, but there's so many people working. Like, he's working on, there's
Concerned Ape.
He's working on certain parts. And I think Chucklefish is probably just putting it out on other things. So I don't think it's slowing down the development of multiplayer. They're probably just distributing it in other ways.
Yeah.
I was going to get it on Switch. I was kind of waiting because I wanted someplace where I can take it around with me. I'm like, I might just get it on mobile instead then. Depending on how well, I could definitely pop it out and play a game or a day, put it back in the pocket, having it with me would be pretty fun. But it's coming on iOS October 24th, so pretty quick.
Wow.
And then it's coming to Android sometime after that.
Yeah.
So you can have Stardew Valley everywhere.
Not going to get that.
All the time.
Sorry, I was thinking about riding the scooter to work. I wasn't paying attention.
I will say a scooter ride is probably more fun than that game on mobile.
I think it will work perfect for mobile. It doesn't take a lot of like quick motions or
there's so many, I don't know. There's a lot of menus. So many,
like, there's a lot of like, yeah, kind
of.
You
have to click on really tiny squares and I mess it up with a remote control. With a controller. I'm gonna mess it up with my fingers.
And you also have
fingers.
A very small phone. Neil goes, he's got a small phone.
I don't have a small phone. It's the normal sized iPhone. You have an irregularly large phone, Dan.
I don't think any of our friends have a small phone. I think we all have the giant phones.
Yeah, so Neil has a small phone.
No, you're living in giant world over there.
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
All of our friends are like tall people, so we can all use big phones.
Neil is the only person I know who doesn't have a big phone.
Yeah.
And I'm better for it.
We're all like 6 foot tall, so at least. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's true. All right, speaking of taking games anywhere on your phone or anything like that, Microsoft announced their Xbox game streaming service coming hot off the heels of Google's.
Yeah.
So it will be called Project X Cloud, and it will bring Xbox One games to computers, phones, and tablets. So they're testing it right now, and they're going to open it up to public tests next year. So they're working on doing that, and they got a little picture of a phone attached to an Xbox controller. So I think that's pretty cool. We'll see how well it works.
Project xCloud is a dumb name. Don't call it a project if it's going to be a mass service.
Neil, were you expecting something better from the people who came up with Xbox One as their third Xbox?
Fair point.
Yeah. They're not great at naming things.
Hey, it means it's one device for all of your entertainment needs.
Yeah, but it's not and it never was.
Yeah, right.
That's what the one means.
Yeah, so.
Or how about Xbox One X?
Xbox One X, yeah.
Or
yeah.
S.
Yeah. But anyway.
Xbox One X.
It'll be cool if it works.
Yeah.
It's always that if it works thing. I mean, where are you going to be that has good enough service to stream a whole Xbox One game?
4K?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Something that is not coming to Xbox, oddly enough, Square Enix announces a 9-game Kingdom Hearts compilation.
Did we talk about this?
No, we texted about it. We haven't talked about it on the show yet.
Oh, no, we talked about the 20 Final Fantasies coming to
right,
Switch.
Right, yes. So this is from IGN, and it is not loading, but I've read it before, so
yeah,
we'll
those
talk
are,
about it.
Those are... There's a lot of those games.
Yeah, and they are named crazy names.
Yeah.
I played Kingdom Hearts 1. I was not aware that there were 9 of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's what? Kingdom Hearts Remix.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts The Final Chapter. X, The Remix, Redone. Again.
Have you played a Kingdom Hearts game before, Clint?
Yeah, I've played 1 and 2, I think. The only good ones.
I played 1 and I got stuck on Ursula and I got very upset and I quit. So
it was like me and Drake's Fortune.
Yeah, just got stuck on a part and you couldn't get past and
stupid.
But the reason is so weird that it's just coming to PlayStation is Kingdom Hearts was just like a PlayStation exclusive for a long time, and then 3 got announced it was coming to Xbox One and PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And so you think, is it coming to Switch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think.
Well, you'd think that this would come out for other platforms, but it's PlayStation 4 only.
Don't most of the Kingdom Hearts games come out on handheld Nintendo things?
I think there was like Vita ones. I don't know.
The original ones were PlayStation though.
Yeah. But I thought most of their, I could be wholly wrong on this, but I thought most of their handheld ones
were. I have no idea.
3DS stuff.
I know a lot of, there was Vita, but there's Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix, Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Re Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days. Wait,
so there's like Kingdom Hearts re, like regarding chain of memories?
That's what it looks like.
Or replying chain of memories?
R-E colon chain of memories.
All right, and what's the next one?
Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days HD remastered cinematics.
Yes. 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not 1 day.
Nope.
Not three days.
Two.
2 days.
Kingdom Hearts 2 final mix. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep final
wasn't
mix.
Wasn't there already a final mix?
Kingdom Hearts
final mix.
Oh, no,
there's a remix.
No, there's Kingdom Hearts final mix. This is Kingdom Hearts 2 final mix.
Oh, okay.
And there's Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep final mix. Kingdom Hearts Re-coded. Again, R-E colon coded. HD remastered cinematics, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 final chapter.
2.8. All right.
Yep.
Wow.
Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance HD.
Dream
drops.
Dream drops.
Delicious. They sound distance. Good. They sound like a nice candy.
But it's not a dream drop. It's how far.
Dream drop distance. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the distance they dropped.
Kingdom Hearts 0.2 Birth by Sleep. A Ooh. Fragmentary passage.
Well, yeah. I mean, 0.2, that would be 1/8.
Right. And Kingdom Hearts X back cover movie.
Is that 1/8? That's not 1/8.
I think it's just a movie.
1/5.
Huh.
0.2 is 1/5.
If you guys want, if you want a better rundown than us, go watch Video Game Donkey's newest, one of his new episodes, YouTube videos about this franchise. He makes
but it's
a couple.
Definitely a joke.
He makes a couple jokes in there.
No, I think the whole thing is made up, Neil.
Really?
Yeah, none of that's real.
No, the comments, I was reading through the comments.
It very much might be.
Some person went through and said, yes, here are the jokes he made. Most of this is accurate.
Really? Because I thought, okay.
Oh, no, that whole game series is a joke.
Yes.
look at the names of them.
Oh, yeah, the no. I thought he was making up the names, and then
no.
I read this, and I was like, whoa. So then I was like, but he's definitely making up the stuff, because doesn't he involve other characters from other series?
No.
I have no idea.
Wow. Anyway.
Most of that is accurate, and it's confusing.
I enjoyed playing one until Ursula. I got stuck, yeah. But
no, it's a good like brawler, hack and slash kind of
RPG.
What is it? Yeah. Kind of a magic hurling, Devil May Cry kind of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I liked it. Anyhow, speaking of confusing things, Hollywood's making a lot of confusing decisions. Because they are making a live-action Mega Man movie.
Nice.
Yes.
So add that to the Sonic movie and the DDR movie.
Wasn't there supposed to be a Mega Man game that was full 3D?
I'm not sure. Like a third-person shooter kind of thing?
Yeah. Maybe even first-person. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway. Oh, and there's also a Monster Hunter movie coming out, which I didn't know about. They just mentioned it in this article.
Interesting.
So we're going to see a bunch of video game movies all the time.
What's prompting this?
I have no idea. Maybe just the popularity of games right now, like, because I know.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I'm not sure. Look out for Fortnite coming 2020 to a theater near you.
Oh,
that could
absolutely.
Be an interesting movie, like kind of a Hunger Games-esque, right. Like, story about.
Yeah.
Being the one person that lives through.
We went Halloween
Plucky
shopping the other day,
who,
and they have a whole wall dedicated to Fortnite costumes.
Did you do your Fortnite dances in front of it?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Were you, what are they? Was it flossing? Is that a Fortnite
dance? Flossing
the
Fortnite dance. Orange Justice is another really popular one.
Yeah. Oh, that's the, like, twist and snap one?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't think any of those dances are Fortnite dances. They found them.
The Orange Justice one was specifically because they had a contest. And this kid, he lost. He was wearing an orange shirt, and everyone really liked it. And then they brought in Orange Justice.
Yeah.
All right.
The one that won was a really good dance, too, though.
I can't remember which one won, because Orange Justice was such a big story.
Yeah.
And here's a report. Coming next year, there may be a new Nintendo Switch model. So Nintendo has put in, you know, it's a, what do you call it?
Trademark.
Trademarks and...
patents.
It says that, the sources are saying Nintendo's still debating what they're gonna do to upgrade it, really, but probably better screen, maybe thinner, more energy efficient.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I like my current Switch so much, I'm not like itching for an upgrade, but hey.
Yeah.
Do you, Nintendo?
It's one of those things.
If that makes the older version less expensive, I might get the older version.
Yeah.
That might happen. Yeah, So I know a lot of like some people, I don't know if you had any problems, Clinton, you've had your Switch a little bit longer than me. Like people are having problem with the battery expanding and like cracking their cases and stuff. So I'm sure they'll probably upgrade that.
That's, I mean, that's standard. Phones do that.
Yeah.
Things do that.
Portable things. So
the batteries get too warm and they freak out.
Yeah. I haven't noticed anything with my Switch, but I play it in the dock a lot too. And people were saying it overheats in the dock also because of the thing, but I haven't had any issues with mine, so. Nothing on yours?
No. Just an update.
Just an update. All right, and last but not least, this is also from Kotaku. Sources are saying that Microsoft is close to buying Obsidian Entertainment.
Who made?
They made New Vegas. They made Knights of the Old Republic. Those are the really two big ones that they've made.
Who made Pillars of Eternity?
They did also, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So that's pretty cool. I'm excited for them because, you know, Microsoft, their big thing this generation was they had no exclusives that were drawing people to buy. Like, we have Forza, but that, you know, that's like a specific racing game. And everything's online. They didn't really have any single-player experience games. Although my wife just beat Quantum Break, and that looked pretty cool.
Pillars of Eternity is Paradox.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Obsidian's right here, too.
Oh, yeah, and Obsidian. I see.
Yep.
Developed by Obsidian, published by Paradox.
Yep, and they made Knights of the Old Republic. They also made Stick of Truth, Dungeon Siege, Wasteland 2.
So good story games.
Yeah, so that's interesting. They also make the Neverwinter MMO.
The D&D MMO.
Oh.
Do they?
Neverwinter's fun.
Neverwinter's, yep. D&D.
So, yeah, that would be pretty cool if they bought them, especially that they got a whole bunch of studios this year. So good for them. Hopefully next generation, they just start pumping out stuff and competing with Sony for that spot. Because they have exclusives, but they focus on multiplayer so much. It's Forza, or it's Sea of Thieves, you know, or it's Halo, or Gears. Like, they don't really have their God of War or their, you know, Spider-Man, even things like that. So, all right, that's going to be it for the news. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a little bit. Welcome back to Game Goose, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about party games in celebration of release of Super Mario Party. But we're not going to just talk about Super Mario Party. We're going to talk about all kinds of party games that are fun to party.
We are.
I like the beer crack on the party games. Yeah. So we're going to start into Mario Party because we want to talk about the new version and just kind of Mario Party in general. Neil called it the OG in our first take.
It was either the OG or the most polished.
I think the OG party game is Pong.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's only two player.
Pong does not fit into our category of party game. Any game could be a party game by that criteria.
No, I think so. But I think the whole, like, I say party game because that's what people did. They were like, oh, you have Pong? Mm-hmm. Let's get around and fucking play it.
But when Neil called it the OG, I was going to say, I believe that You Don't Know Jack is older, and I was correct. You Don't Know Jack came out September 12th, 1995, and Mario Party came out in 1998.
Ooh.
So almost by 3 years. Because I remember my parents would gather around our old Windows 95, and everybody had a different key that they had to press. And that was originally how You Don't Know Jack was played. It was
keyboard?
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. It's four smushed adults around smushed around with keyboard. Like, I have the B button and you have the L. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know if I would count that version of You Don't Know Jack as a party game. To me, a party game has, first of all, multiple events in it. That, at the heart of it, is just an electronic trivia game.
I don't think party games have to have multiple events.
Yeah, like, I think Rock Band's a party game.
Okay.
Yeah, I think You Don't Know Jack is definitely a party game. Like, I think it's kind of, I mean, especially now with the Jackboxes, that is, like, obviously, like, even more so. But I think You Don't Know Jack definitely is. Yeah, it's a quiz, like, game.
I think we have different definitions of party game, because I wouldn't call Rock Band a party game either. It's a rhythm game.
Yeah, but I think it's a party game. Like, I think a party game is a game that's more fun when you have more people. Like, I think
then Halo is a party game.
Could be. But Halo can also, like, okay, if I played You Don't Know Jack by myself, it's a bummer. Same with Mario Party. I'm saying these are games that you play at parties. I don't think you play Halo at a party.
You can't play You Don't Know Jack alone. You can play Mario Party alone.
Yeah, but it's kind of lame. It's okay. We were just talking about this before we started playing it by yourself. What do you consider a party game?
I would consider You Don't Know Jack and Rock Band party games.
But would you consider Halo a party game?
No.
Me either. That's a multiplayer shooter. Exactly. Like a party game.
It wouldn't be fun to play at a party.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I think that a party game adds to a party atmosphere. Unless it's a LAN party. Yeah, that's a LAN party.
No, I guess I disagree, but I'm in the minority, so I'll go along with you.
Yeah, I just
you
think
have to argue your point until the podcast is over. Come
on, I'm we're off to a rocky start.
No, I just think like a party game just kind of lends to the idea of a party, as in like a lot of people sitting around the screen having fun, like you know.
iDarb
is not a party game. Okay,
it's like a sports game. I don't know if I would go with iDarb.
Well, Rock Band isn't either. Then it's the same concept.
Rock Band's definitely a party game.
No, because when you look at a party game, like Mario Party is it. We're defining it as a genre. That is a party game. It has a board. It has multiple different activities and events, and more than one person can play it.
Well, then I only know one party game. I've only ever played one party game.
I would say the newer Jackboxes are party games. You know, you can jump around from trivia to drawing to some of them do. I'm not saying the board is a necessary function of it. I mean, Fusion Frenzy didn't have a board, and that was a party game released for Xbox. Yeah, it was basically just mini games, and then after every mini games, every place would get a different score. You know, first place would get more points, fourth place wouldn't get any, and then at the end of so many rounds, you have a winner.
I think that Rock Band is definitely a party game.
I think by your definition is it is, but I don't think your definition defines a genre of game.
Yeah, I think, I don't think that party game is like really a genre. Like, I think it's more of a like atmospheric kind of thing. Like, I don't think Mario Party is like a digital board game, basically. Like, if we're going to go genre. Are you doing a Google search here, Clinton?
I don't know if there is a defined genre.
Right, exactly. And like you would say, like Jackbox is a digital trivia game. Not Jackbox. You Don't Know Jack. But no, I can go with Rock Band, because mostly I've only played Rock Band at parties for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a rhythm game, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, two like genres to it.
I don't know.
I would think a party game is any game that's like facilitating, like a group having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a group activity.
That is such a vague definition. I don't know if we can run with that. That's any game. That's most games.
When it comes to like
depending on the crowd you're with.
But like I say, when I say Halo, you don't think like of a bunch of people sitting around to play Halo,
or like gathering to like play it to like have fun. Yeah. They're gathering to play it to like
absolutely. Play.
Like I think a party game fits into a party effortlessly.
It's like a kind of nonchalant game that you can like play.
Oh, wow, okay. We're getting even vaguer.
That was the joke.
Okay, so PC World has 20 essential party games on PC and console to play with family and friends. There's a game called Tricky Towers. I don't know, but they consider Rocket League a party game. Okay, I can see that.
Okay, I'd consider Gang that Beasts. A sports game. That's a party game. I would call that it's a bunch of different mini games. Yeah.
Jackbox is on here, of course. Overcooked. They have Overcooked as a party game. I consider that a party game. I'd play it at a party. There's also a game called Party.
So really, by this definition, it's just a four-player couch co-op game. That's a party game.
Yeah, but I think that it has to be...
Without a main focus, story. There is,
I think, the
no
main
story.
Focus of it has to be that it is multiplayer.
It's multiplayer, and you are competing with each other. There is no story. There's, you're not fighting one enemy. You're just in a, you're just in a simulation. Like a, this is all a simulation. I don't know why I chose that word. But yeah, there's no thread through your games other than you're playing one or many different rounds in order to, I don't know, establish a winner, which Rocket League doesn't really do, but.
They have Idarb listed on here. Boom.
Yeah, but that, well, obviously, if Rocket League can be on there, then I would say Idarb can be on there. I disagree with their version of party game, but.
I disagree with the fact that Mario Party isn't on their 20 party games. But anyway, let's talk about Mario Party, since this is where we're going. We can talk about the other ones in a second.
Yeah, so Mario Party just came out, what, last Tuesday? Last Friday?
Friday.
We played it Friday night. We get together Friday night. Us and two others. Three others.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dan and three others. Generally, get drunk and play party games.
And eat pizza.
And eat pizza. But we got Mario Party on Friday. Dan brought his Switch over. I had mine. Mm-hmm. We both have it. We played the only thing about this sucks is that there's five of us.
Yeah.
You can only play Mario Party with four.
Right. Which was weird because the Wii U attempted to make a five player one.
Yeah.
And which would have been a lot of fun if it wasn't for the stupid card.
Card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why also they need to make a WarioWare game for the Switch.
Oh yeah. WarioWare being a party game is one of the best ones.
12 people playing that game.
Yeah, no joke.
But no, it was fun. We dived straight into a game on the fruit punch level.
The board. I like that board.
Yeah, I do too.
People are complaining about the boards not being very big, but as long as they're quality in there, yeah, and you roll less. In past Mario Parties, your die was 1 through 10. This is only 1 through 6.
Oh,
so that helps you not move as much.
Yeah, but you have more.
Yeah, options. You could, yeah.
But yeah, the mini games are fun.
Mini games are great.
There wasn't a single mini game that I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
They were all a lot of fun. They were all well balanced and like easy to pick up, quick and easy to learn, but like had some depth to them.
Right.
Some of the 1-on-3, as in all Mario Parties, lean heavily towards one side or the other, which has always been a problem with Mario Party. But
yeah, it's kind of tough to balance 1-on-3, yeah. I think, is the issue. Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, there's not a whole lot of like cursory glancing thoughts that I had about it.
I like the new dies.
Oh, Toad's Rec Room. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Neil, have you seen this Toad's Rec Room thing?
No, I haven't. I'm looking at some screenshots of the game right now.
So for Toad's Rec Room, you have to have two Switches, which people have been complaining about. Like, I don't have friends. Like,
why would you party then? Well, also, you're not going to play Toad's Rec Room by yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
But
so what it is, you have two Switches, you set them on a table, and you drag your finger across it, both of them in a straight line, and it uses math to figure out where they're lined up with each other. And so you play games across the two different Switches.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, you don't have to do the finger lineup.
Yeah,
thing,
we did the baseball one.
Yeah.
The baseball one was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. There's one where you have to line up bananas, which is surprisingly difficult.
Yeah.
At least for me, it was.
Yeah, it's way harder than you think.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch people play it, you're like, come on.
Yeah, it's right there, dude. Just hit it. Yeah. Turn it one more.
And so it was fun because, like, it times you to see how fast you can line up these bananas.
Yeah.
And each like round, like every time you get it right, more bananas appear on the screen, and they're halved, and they're like coming in from the
and
side,
more like so bigger get, bunches. And
yeah,
okay.
And so like we pass them around a couple times to see how fast we could do it, and then we each kind of like we did that a couple times, and we started at different places because the last person would always our buddy Sam was stuck with like the hardest one every time.
Yeah.
So then we would like switch a couple places, and then we each did it by ourselves to see who could do it the fastest. And we spent the most time on the banana matching game.
Yeah, and surprisingly, like when you're doing it by yourself, we were cutting the times in half of when we were doing it as a group. I don't know if that's just like because you have to like pass it, but we weren't really passing it either, though.
Yeah.
But just, I guess you're in it and you're looking for it and you're ready.
Yeah. I didn't like the tank one as much as everyone on the internet seemed to like
it. Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of a basic tank game.
Yeah, so like you know, like a top down tank game, Neil.
Yeah,
like,
Mario Party has had those mini games and a couple of them.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I like the way you can make the map. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get a map on each screen, and then no matter where you put the switches, as long as they're touching, like, that makes the map. So you can even just have, like, kind of a little bit of the corners in a way.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be, like, flat up again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could make pretty weird maps, but controlling it was too hard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, you're not, it doesn't know which way you're lined up to it. So you're just driving off your tank orientation, and it was kind of confusing from the start. Like, oh, which way is this, like, thing? And the Switch controllers are just too small sometimes.
Yeah, and it's the only way you can play. Yeah. You can't hook up any other controllers.
Yeah.
And there's no
way.
They
need to put out adult-sized Switch controllers.
Yeah. Or, yeah. And there's no handheld mode for, like, any single-player way. But I guess because you got to shake and move. Yeah. I kind of understand it. But the board game was the board game.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything super crazy. There's only four boards, which people are complaining about, but there's hints of DLC coming. Mm-hmm. And then I tried the online a little bit, and that was okay.
Yeah, it synced up well. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any trouble with it.
The only thing we had to do is we had our Xboxes on in the background, and we were using Xbox chat to play.
We were using, I forgot about that. We were using Xbox Live to voice chat instead of hooking our phones up to our Switches.
Yeah, I could. Even then, I was like looking and trying to figure out how to do it, and I couldn't do it.
Because you have to have, like, a special adapter, I think, or something. I'm not...
A dongle?
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, the new Mario Party is great, but, I mean, Mario Party's been a staple.
Yeah. And, I mean, they didn't change... They added some new things. They added
the
fancy
blocks.
Dice, and they added Allies, I think they're called.
Yeah,
or something.
Allies.
Probably one of the first games I've ever played with my parents.
Yeah, that's what's also fun about party games, that usually... pretty easy to get people that aren't into video games into them.
It spans generations.
Yeah.
Not even generations.
Let's hold on. Let's take one step back here. In 1981, Byte magazine called Olympic Decathlon came out in 1980, the first true party game for this is microcomputers. Another early example is StarPath's Party Mix, which I saw in a couple Google searches. Party video games are commonly designed as a collection of simple minigames designed to be intuitive and easy to control and allow for competition between a large number of players. Some of the games, most notably Mario Party, are played out on board game boards. So that's
all
just
right.
Generic...
So this you're saying...
That's
that...
the generic, widely accepted definition of a party game.
So you're saying that Rock Band can't be a party game because it's not mini games?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying other people are saying it.
All right, we've talked about the party game, so that's the end of the podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
There's WarioWare, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway, I want to go back to one of the first Mario Parties. Do you guys remember, did you play the originals? How far back do you guys go?
I played the original Mario Party. Definitely. That was...
I've played probably like six on.
Yeah, I played the original Mario Party, and then I played... I have five. Was that a GameCube one?
I don't know. I've not played many.
And then I played...
There's one in the cupboard here that I've never played.
I think that's a GameCube one I gave you, because I never used
it.
And then I have eight, which I think is the last one for Wii. And then I have 10. No, nine was the last one for Wii. I have eight, which is the last good one for Wii. Then I have 10 for Wii U. And that's pretty not great. And then I have the new one. And I probably played some other ones, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
That I don't remember.
I mean, I went from the N64 straight to the GameCube. So I think I've played all of them. And then I played the Wii versions with you, and I didn't like them because they changed them.
Not the one that we play is very similar to the old ones.
The Wii has the best mini games.
Switch? Yeah. It was the Switch, the one with the carts.
Oh, Wii U. Yeah, any one that has the carts, but there's only two of them that have carts. Mario Party 9 for Wii had carts. I believe that was the first one that introduced carts. Ugh, I don't know. I'm getting confused. But I know 10 had a cart, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played enough of them.
1, 2, and 3 were all great. I remember one of the most notable ones where I think you were on the top of a mountain, and you and the other three players all got put on a ball, and you'd walk around on the ball, and you just had to knock each other off, and that was my favorite one.
My favorite mini game is Strings. Well, it's not even called Strings.
Yeah, it's called like
Cut from the Team.
Yeah, Cut from the Team.
But we call it Strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mario Party 9 is the one that introduced.
It's it's on the Wii Mario Party, and it puts you all on a mountain again, on a big plateau, and there's a big spring under a platform that your character stands on, and it gives you a pair of scissors, and there's a bunch of strings laid out in front of you,
yes.
And you have to cut the strings
and hope that you're not attached to it.
Yeah, because it will send you flying if you cut the wrong one.
Yes, and it gets so intense.
And it's literally just luck of the draw.
Yes, but at the end when there's just two of you left and there's not that many strings,
yeah.
And every time we play this game and it starts spinning the minigame wheel,
yeah.
Everyone just goes, strings, strings. Like, that's all we want to play.
Yeah,
is strings, because it is so intense. Yeah, there's no skill.
And it's one of the ones where it takes all of your coins, or not all of them necessarily, but it takes a bunch of coins from everyone,
one of the
puts them into
ones.
A big pile,
yep.
And then it distributes them via who lasted the longest.
Yeah. That's definitely my favorite Mario Party game, but I haven't played a lot of the Switch ones. I did like the new meat one.
The meat flipping.
Yeah.
Like playing with your meat?
Yep. But yeah, I'm so glad that this one's going back old to form. Have you never played 8 with us, Neil? You had to have played 8. It has the train. The train's one of our favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
I like that one a lot.
I like landing or like figuring out where all the little dudes are that the lady asked you about.
Right.
Because no one ever does it. I was like, I know where it's at.
I'm just watching a compilation of the OG. Well, it's 1998 to 2017, minigames and Mario Parties. And I'm realizing why it's really actually a pretty difficult franchise to keep fresh, you know? Come up with, I'm sure like you can recycle 5 or 10 of your best ideas and the ones that your audience really liked. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you got to bring something new to the table or people are going to realize it.
Yeah, man, this new one, as much as people complain about the boards and whatever, but there's 80 mini games and all of them are brand new. And I don't think we've even played one that I've recognized even as been close to another one. You know, what I mean?
There's the pole climbing game. Was
right. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of similar to the shaking. The pump and the things or whatever in a way, but
no, I mean just to previous games.
Oh, right.
Have they tried to work Mario Party into like the lore of the Mario Brothers at all?
Have you ever heard the theory that it's all just a play?
It's all just a play?
Wait, yes.
Mario Party or everything?
The Mario World.
But
the only one that actually happened is like the original Mario.
Yeah.
And that everything else is just recreations.
And it all kind of gathers around Super Mario Brothers 3, yeah. Because you know that one has like the curtains and like you have like a backdrop.
Yep. And everything's screwed on to stuff.
Yeah, so they have this idea that everybody is actually friends. And they're all just like actors and they're acting out these scenarios. Stories. And that's why they race carts and that's why they have Mario parties and that's why they do all this different stuff, like sports. Like, none of them are really evil. They're all just buddies.
Yeah.
That's the theory. Fun. Yeah.
There were a lot of characters I was surprised. Like, Diddy Kong's in Mario Party now.
Yeah, there's a ton of characters in this new one.
He's not even in Mario Kart, is he?
No. No.
Do you guys remember the fishing game where you had the fishing rods with the hands on the end of them and you had to throw them out into the ocean and catch, like, bags of money, coins, and chests?
This was a Mario Party one, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And which do you know which one?
This was one or two.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
That was a really fun one.
That one's memorable.
That was a classic.
Too. Yeah.
That was a classic.
So yeah. OGs.
I really enjoy Mario Party. Why don't we switch gears to kind of adjacent? How WarioWare.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never played a WarioWare. I love Wario. I've never played a WarioWare.
So I had WarioWare Touched. I think is what it's called for the DS, original DS. And I remember just playing the hell out of that game. And then the only other one I've played is the one that you had
for Wii. Yeah. That one's great.
That one's a lot of fun.
I feel like they've mainly been handheld games.
Yeah, I don't like that. I was going to ask you a question. With the handheld ones, is there like a version where you like pass the DS around or are you really just playing mini games by yourself?
I think there is a version you can pass it around.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, how I played it, because I think by the time I got it, my brother was gone. So it was just me playing games in the house. So, and it's fun. I mean, it's a lot of just like
stylus games for the DS and blowing into the microphone and everything, all that fun jazz.
Yeah, and WarioWare Smooth Moves is the one for Wii that's really good. Well, next time, maybe when you're home for the holiday, we'll play WarioWare Smooth Moves.
I'm surprised you've never played it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm down.
There's a version, like, when we have a bunch of people, you can have up to 12. Is it up to 12?
I think
12?
It's up to 12, yeah.
Yeah, up to 12 people playing, and it's an elimination game.
And
yeah.
It speeds up faster and faster and faster.
Yeah. So you're all angels flying in the sky.
And it's one controller.
Yes, and there's only one controller that you use. There's angels flying in the sky, and one angel will kind of fly up, and it'll be your turn.
Yeah.
So you got to grab the controller and play the game and hope you win. And if you lose, you fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And you're eliminated.
And then it switches to the next person.
And it keeps getting faster and faster and faster.
2 seconds. So there's like 12 of us crowded around this TV.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. That's a great thing. It's interesting that Nintendo took such a, like, almost like a risk of creating WarioWare when they had Mario Party. Like, they're obviously different.
Yeah.
But it almost seems like they could have just easily been like, oh, let's just throw these games into a Mario Party.
Yeah. They're more a little, like, irreverent than Mario Party. Yeah. They have kind of crude humor.
And they call them micro games. Yeah. They don't even call them mini games.
Yeah, they are so very short. I mean, most of them last 3 seconds, I think, is the longest. So.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's very intense while we play.
I remember
screaming and yelling. And
The Warrior World level on Smash Brothers cycles pretty quickly in between all of, like, these different stages.
Because they
own,
use that.
Yeah. That was fun.
Because they use that as a backdrop.
There's a lot of characters in that game, too.
Yeah, I just recently read something about how they only use the characters for that. Like, they're WarioWare characters. They're not Nintendo characters, like, in a way. Like, obviously, they're Nintendo characters, but...
Yeah,
I would really love, like, the Switch just seems like such a perfect, like, I'm not, obviously, it's pretty new. Like, who knows what they have in development, but a WarioWare would be...
No, it'd be, and I mean, it's their handheld thing now, so
right.
WarioWare games are going to come to it. So.
Right, yeah. Oh, definitely, for sure. I'm excited. I'm surprised that, I mean, besides, obviously, like, Rock Band, if we consider it a party game, but there hasn't really been, like, Nintendo kind of has the, I guess Jackbox, too, but, like, Nintendo makes party games, you know?
Yeah.
There hasn't really, like, you know, you said Fusion Frenzy. I've never played that, but... PlayStation has never, or Microsoft, they never really do that. You always got those crazy sirens. Do you think there's, like, just a reason why they stay away from that? Because they want to, like, build these big AAA games, or...
Yeah, I think Clinton was talking about this when we were talking about mobile games. A lot of it is having... You know, people might have made these games, and we didn't hear about it because Mario characters aren't playing it, you know? It's not people we care about. Fusion Frenzy is just a bunch of kids. It's just, you know, it's kids in colorful outfits, and that didn't even take off well enough to get a second one.
Right.
I think a lot of the draw is having these notable characters, and also, I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's having avatars you actually want to control.
Yeah.
It just seems like Xbox kind of actually missed such a big, like, chance, because they had those avatars, and they're doing an avatar update soon, by the way, but they just never did anything. They attempted to do some things with them, like Kingdom for Kelflings.
Yeah.
And you could play as your avatar. It seems like they could have put out, you know, some Xbox Live Arcade, some cheap party games. They did that versus 100. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I do remember that.
People loved that. But they kind of didn't go all in with this avatar idea, and I think a party game with your avatars would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Similar to WarioWare, using your Miis.
Yeah.
I think another issue is that, and it's not really an issue, it's easily rectified, but Nintendo has a much more dedicated and dedicated and younger fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Younger,
and always
in
been
the
more
sense
of like a family console.
This is the console. If you ask parents, like, what games they want their kids to play, they're gonna look at Nintendo and go, "Okay, these games for sure."
Right.
So marketing Xbox or PC coming out with a party game, I think it's definitely riskier for them, and they'd have to skew it towards what you described as, you know, a WarioWare. It'd have to be a little more irreverent, and probably even more so to get the to get the bulk of their consumers to buy it.
Yeah. And I think that's why Jackbox has been so popular.
Yeah, it is irreverent and
it takes a well-known franchise and kind of turns it into this. Shifting gears to Jackbox, because that game is genius.
Yeah.
Just so all of those. Fun.
Yeah. They're amazing games. Mm-hmm. They control so well.
On your phone.
Yeah. So you don't need to have 8 Xbox controllers.
Right.
Your friends show up. Everyone's got a smartphone. Everyone's into this game and playing it.
That new one comes out very, very soon.
We play a lot of Jackbox. So Sam and Nikki have all of them.
Yeah.
And like when we go over there and we're all drinking over there, that's what we generally do. We play Jackbox.
Yeah.
And we all have a lot of fun. And like the more people you have, the more fun that game gets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited for 5. I just really hope in the future. I mean, it's not necessary, but it would be great if they just made a big, put out a big one that had all of them. An anthology. Yeah, that would just be, or even just a best of. But I mean, can you think of a game that we like don't do?
Yeah, there's a handful. There's the what's good on the internet or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, that one's okay.
That one's not very good.
Attack the internet or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's also like a...
And the voiceover guy for that is really bad. We always laugh about like he acts like he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, everybody, here we go. We're going to do this.
I don't like that one. There's also like a hollow... There's like a monster or creature dating service I didn't like.
Yeah, we played that one a handful of times.
That one you need more people. You need a good amount of people. Because we'll just start to know who it is really quickly.
There's the other, what's the pointing one, where everyone has to do different things, like the find the who's the one that doesn't know the secret information or whatever.
Right, yeah.
That one's a little hit or miss.
So. All the iterations of Drawful are really good. Fibbage is very fun.
Drawful was so popular they put it out as an individual game, yeah.
Yeah.
Bidiots is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strategy that goes into Bidiots.
Oh, we also hated the graffiti one. Where you're like,
I like that one.
Oh, do you?
I like that one.
Maybe we just played it once and I lost really bad and I was upset. Yeah. That's another thing about party games. They ruin friendships.
And parties.
And parties.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new one is coming out with, it will have a brand new You Don't Know Jack, which they haven't had in a minute. You Don't Know Jack. Yeah.
It'll be the second one in the Jackbox.
Oh, that is such a hard trivia game.
Oh, it's an okay trivia, like difficulty wise, but they do so much work for that.
Yeah.
There's so many voice lines in that game.
And the questions are so like well done with like the fake answer, the wrong answer of the game, all that kind of stuff.
That game has so much going on and I love it.
I'm very excited for the new one. We'll have to have a party for that. It's October 16th, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, nice.
Less than a week.
Yeah. Why wasn't that in your...
It didn't come up on IGN. I don't know why. But yeah, so that's coming soon. Yeah. They're going to have... You Don't Know Jack. There's one called Split the Room. That's a what-if game. You play, make hypothetical situations. There's one called Mad vs. City. So they start a rap for you, and you have to write the last lyric, and everyone votes on the best last lyric.
WordSpud's another one that we haven't played much.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a couple photos of some good WordSpuds.
Yeah, see, we haven't played it enough because no one like ever wants to, but like,
how does that
we've
work?
Played it a few times, and it's got really good. You just like kind of like a word comes up, and then someone else adds the next word. And then someone else adds the next word off of the last word, and it turns into like a big long thing.
Gotcha. There's another drawing game. It's going to be called Patently Stupid. And there's one called Zeeple Dome. It's a game, the deadliest game show. Fling yourself at bloodthirsty aliens to win millions of Zuba Bucks. I don't know. That's just what they say. Yeah. I know that there's more about there out there, but I'm very excited for Jackbox, man. Those guys.
A lot of work goes into that those games.
Neil, you could play Jackbox with us one time.
We've done this a handful of times, actually.
Have we?
A couple times, at least.
Yeah, Courtney was taking a bath, and I was sick. I can't remember if I was sick or if I was just tired.
Yeah.
And our friends Sam and Nikki were playing Jackbox with Clinton, and what they did was they got on Twitch.
Yeah, and we streamed it over Twitch.
We streamed over Twitch, and Courtney and I set up our computers, and we played. We hooked up our phones to the Jackbox room, and we played via Twitch.
What? That's awesome.
We played Sam and Sahara were up north at a casino in the hotel room, and they played with us.
Nice.
We couldn't figure out who it was for the longest time. We're like, because I think we just posted in like one of our group things. Was like, hey, we're playing Jackbox. If you guys want to play with us,
nice.
Just go here to this Twitch thing. And they started playing with us, and we couldn't figure out who it was because none of them like had said they were playing or anything. So
that was awesome. Yeah, they should make because. But we had a little bit of issues because of the delay on Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be, like, getting our answers in, like, right at the last second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, and then I know I was going to say this game, actually. I was going to talk about this. And I wish they would do something like this for Switch also, is Wii Sports.
Total party game.
Yeah.
Wow. Nintendo really has got the market cornered.
It really seems that way. I think because they did Mario Tennis, which it wasn't, I mean, it was well received, but not like, I don't think a lot of people bought it from what I've been reading.
Most recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish they would just, you know, do a, it didn't seem like it was friendly enough. It seemed like it was way too hard for a party kind of
vibe. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And there's not enough in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had made like Mario Sports and it had Strikers and it had tennis.
Yeah.
And it had, like Mario Bowling.
Or just Switch or Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because really what they have right now, they have Mario Party and they have 1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
Which has been a lot of fun.
1-2 Switch is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've never played 1-2 Switch.
Too expensive.
Yeah, you have to play that. Yeah, it was very expensive for what it was. Yeah. But I bought it used. Yeah, when you come home for holidays, we'll have to play all these party games.
There's only like, 12 games in or something?
There's more than that. I can't remember. But
not that many, I don't think.
There's not as many that are worth it.
The plate spinning one was fun, though.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea. Like, they're like, most of the time, they're like, stay away from each other and make sure Nikki and I punched each other.
Yeah, the punching game.
In the knuckles. Yeah. We were doing this boxing game and we just like, we're just close enough. Like, we just smashed each other's knuckles. But yeah, 1-2 Switch is fun, but it just seemed, and that's more like a WarioWare in a way.
Yeah.
Like, it's strange that they didn't just save those for a WarioWare game. But it's more like a tech demo.
Yeah, but you need like 200 more of those for WarioWare.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's a lot more than 12 games. One, two.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I would definitely consider Rock Band a party game, but that's just because we party when we play it, I guess.
It looks like there's 28 games.
28.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead and talk about it. It's Rock Band.
Yeah, there's not a lot to say about it, but it is fun. But I do like one of the best things, and I think more games could learn from this in a way, is they're saying there's not going to be another Rock Band until the next generation. They put out Rock Band 4 when pretty close to when
Before. I think it was before.
Before Xbox One?
Yeah.
I think it might have been one of the first.
See, I thought it was a late
360 game.
Yeah. But I could be wrong.
I don't think so. Let me check it out. But they said, you know what? We're not going to make another one. We're just going to add songs.
Yeah.
And I like Mario Party could do that and I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
Like just give us more boards and
just add maybe
more characters. Add more. Yeah. And I
guess
like a lot of
graphics aren't going to get any better on that console and graphics don't even matter.
Not Mario Party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I guess like other games are doing that, like Overwatch, like we're constantly getting new characters, we're getting new maps, we're getting new stuff. It's going to be a long time for Overwatch 2 because in the world we live in, we don't need that. It would be nice if Mario Party and other party games like that kind of took that idea. Like even with Jackbox, I love all the new Jackboxes, but it would just be, I wouldn't be upset if there was just this and instead of releasing 5 at a time with a whole new game, if they either spaced them out or they like sold packs.
Yeah.
And they could all be in the same lobby. Then you're not switching between games and stuff.
Yeah.
I hope that's kind of a trend that becomes real.
Yeah. That would be easy for them to do. Like, here's Jackbox. Here it is.
Yep. This is the Jackbox. Just
and
download the new game.
Anytime they set on a new game, $5 for the new game or whatever. $10 for the new game.
Yep.
Here's the new Fibbage. $10, please. It's added into your Jackbox lobby. Here you go.
Yeah. It's kind of silly that they don't do that now that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Also, money. Rock Band 4 was money. Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Yeah, I guess it does make it seem like you could charge more, but those games aren't that expensive. Are they? Are they full $60 games?
I think they're $40.
$40. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, do you know how much they are, Neil?
I could be wrong. I've said that a lot today.
Yeah.
Jackbox is not a full 60, no. Or at least I've never paid 60. I think they're like 25, 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are good, though. All right. What else, you guys? Anything else you want to talk? Well, we didn't talk about Space Team.
No, we didn't. Space Team's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Space Team is a game we played. Well, we talked about it last week, though.
There's
with
no
mobile.
Board in that, though, so it's not a party game.
Hey, that was a small criteria not necessary in a party game.
That's almost just like one mini game the whole time, though.
Yeah.
You know? That's another one. Actually, Neil, you know what you should do is download that with your sister and Matt and try that out. Because it's free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I recommend you guys play that.
Okay, say again.
Space Team.
Space Team. I knew it was space something.
Yeah, and that would be almost like a Mario Party game. It's a little more involved than a normal
Well, you have
mini.
To have separate screens.
Yeah, that's true, too. I didn't think about that. But yeah, that's a really fun game and a good way. It seems, talk about how Jackbox uses mobile phones. Yeah. It seems like more party games should come to phones.
Yeah, and there's a few that we've played.
Oh, yeah, and phones. I guess we played like that one where like that's like you put the thing on your head.
Yeah, but we
heads up, but that's not a party game. That's just catchphrase.
Which is a party game.
It's a game. It's not a party game.
It's a party game. In the even more game. Traditional sense of party games.
Yeah, it's true. It's just
like
the digital version.
And
yeah, I guess it is a party game. It is not a party video game.
Yeah, I got okay. That's kind of like how like I'm like, yeah, Hearthstone is kind of on the edge. Yeah.
You could do the same thing with a deck of cards. You just are using your phone instead. That doesn't make it a video game.
I do like that you can record people, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what was that? What was that when we played on the TV with the?
Oh right, there's a whole
like website.
There's a whole website where you can do a free trial. What was that called? I can't remember. But you could play all kinds of party games on there.
Yeah, it was like Rocket Console or something. I don't know.
Yeah, light console?
Something console. I don't know. It was a lot of fun though. We played that a couple weeks in a row
until it wanted to be a premium.
It was like, yeah, pay me $50 a month for. Nope.
Whoa.
Bye.
Yeah, it was way expensive because if it wasn't that much, it would have been like, yeah, sure. Yeah. But we got a lot of everyone's
I think it was like $5 a month or something.
What didn't three of us sign up for a free trial? To keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what that was called.
But there was
was it called Air Console?
Air Console, yeah.
We that thing has whoever signs in first gets to pick the game that you're gonna play. And while it's in the lobby, everyone else's phones say blow your horn or something on it, and it just makes this god awful annoying sound. And
I thought Clinton was going to throw his TV out the window. He was so mad at us. We would not stop
honking. It was like five of them, and they're just like,
you feel that way about that, but in Mario Party 8, the one for Wii, when you shake your controller, your character will either, like, if you shake it upwards, it will, like, say something positive. If you go downwards, it will do something negative.
I don't know.
And
loser.
Yeah. So people would play Wario and he'd say loser over and over and he would fart.
Yeah. No, I think Waluigi says loser.
Okay. And Wario would fart it.
Yeah.
And the whole time we're playing, and like you cannot turn it off.
No.
You can't turn it off, and you can do it at any time you want, except
unless
for
you're
in a
mini
game.
Yeah.
So it's anytime we're on the board, it's just like loser, loser, loser. That was annoying. That was pretty annoying. But they got rid of that on the Switch.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so happy. It just got so obnoxious.
Well, the only thing that made me mad about the Air Console thing is that I couldn't do it too.
Right. Yeah.
Like if I could have done it, I would have been happy with it.
But you've
been happily doing it.
Yeah. Actually, next time you're in town, I know like we always like make a million plans and there's only so much time when you're in town. I would like to play Fusion Frenzy.
Oh, yeah. It's a plenty fun game.
Excuse me. So how did that work?
The way I remember it, no board, more of just like a game show feel where you got put into minigame after minigame. and each position would get a score, even if he lost. And, you know, whoever comes out at the end of, I think you pick like 10 minigames, 15, 25. And there were a lot of them. You never played the same one twice. Whoever had the high score at the end of the game wins.
Nice. Yeah, we'll have to try that one.
No rolling or anything. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You can't play that online, though. We tried that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too old.
Yeah, they should add more online party games, I think. And I guess it kind of ruins the idea of everyone being in the same room playing together. But still, like, we should just be able to play a full Mario Party board online.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because the version they have online is such a lackluster. Like, you can do 5 minigames in a row, and that's kind of all. They should just allow you to do a whole thing. Are there any party games that you can play online like that, though? Like, because you can't do Jackbox unless you're doing the Twitch thing.
Yeah.
Wii Sports didn't have it on. Did Wii Sports have it online?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think we even had it online, did it?
We had online because you could do... Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any really that are online.
Yeah.
There's too much... I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it just seems in this kind of time of all the online, and maybe they're trying to keep everyone in the same room because there's not a lot of like split screen or anything like that anymore. Yeah. So, yeah. Huh. All right. Anybody got any other party games they want to talk up before we take off?
No, probably I don't.
I was gonna say you only know 3 party games now.
Yeah, I think we all do, depending on which definition.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about there?
There was a game. Ooh, I wish I could remember it. That Matt and I played for a while. It was like built for a drinking game.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of what it's called.
If you think of it, you can bring it up.
But, yeah, it was just a bunch of mini games, little fighting games. There was a volleyball game.
Really? Was it a PC?
Yes, but I think it's also on something else for some reason.
Check it out.
Not sure. But
also, I would love to play some more Overcooked sometime if we can find people to play with us.
We're definitely going to play that, and we should start plugging that event.
Yeah, November 3rd, we're going to be doing Extra Life. So
yes, we
watch
are.
Watch us play games. We'll probably buy Overcooked 2 for that. That'll be a good thing, because that's online.
Yeah, and if you think of any other games you want to see us play or fail at, comment. Yeah.
I know Neil and I usually play Ark for a good 10 hours. Maybe not this year, we'll see.
Yeah, no, not this time. Clint doesn't like Ark. We should keep him in the fold.
Do you not like Ark? Yeah.
He said on this podcast that he does not.
Yeah, it's...
I can never keep track of who says what.
It's not a... It's not...
He doesn't want to build a house.
Yeah, it has nothing for me. You can't, like... I don't know.
You can ride dinosaurs. That's enough.
You can
not
do
until you're, like,
everything.
Played it for, like, 500 hours.
No.
Well, that's true.
We ride dinosaurs pretty quick.
Well, we cheat. He probably didn't cheat.
Oh, yeah. You got to make your own server, and you got to change it up so it's not as annoying.
Yeah, because when we were playing it, when I played it with you, it was just like, here's this game. You have to play it for 700 hours before you can do anything fun.
Yeah, we turned down all the, like, we make it so that the it's not night as long, and we make it so that...
Yeah, that was stupid, too. You couldn't see anything, couldn't do anything.
We make it so
now
that dinosaurs...
that's a party game.
Yeah, I like Ark.
I wish I could remember the name of that game.
Well, we'll have to think about it next time. But yeah, for Extra Life, think of any other games that we could play, but we'll definitely probably all grab Overcooked 2 and play that.
Definitely.
And I'm very excited. I love playing Overcooked.
Drinking game that makes you give 3-minute PowerPoint presentations. This sounds like fun.
I've seen that before.
We're doing this.
All right. Yeah, so if you have a favorite party game, tell us on Facebook or on
my
Twitter.
My favorite party game?
What's your favorite party game?
Power Hour.
Power Hour.
I'm a big fan of Waterfall. Yeah, party game.
Oh, hey, would you guys consider Mario Kart a party game?
Yes.
No.
All right, we're going to have to fight to death on this Sunday.
Yeah, it's a cart game. It started a genre. There's cart games all over the place. Not all cart games are party games.
Mm, I think they are.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. Let us know what you think are party games, what aren't. Yeah. We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. Yep. We have an email.
Mm-hmm.
No one sends us emails. Yeah. Kind of sad.
Game Goose Podcast.
Our generation, we don't email. Yeah. Our generation doesn't.
I want a love letter in my email inbox.
I want a long, angry email.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. How we know we made it.
I'm looking at our account right now. I think we have a total of 10, 15 tops. Emails? And they're all for like Twitter and Google and Anchor.
Yep. That's about all our stuff. So next week, it'll be a special episode in a way because Neil will have recorded with us in studio.
Yeah. He'll
no be lag.
Yeah, no lag. That's all. We just lagged out there for a second.
That's the only benefit.
Our ping spiked really high.
Yeah, so
we can see his facial expressions and see what he's thinking.
Yeah, we can. Ooh, yeah, we can see what he's thinking.
So, I won't be able to do the next one in my boxers.
I mean, yeah,
I'm doing my army boxers right now.
Yeah. We haven't told you how we do it over here. yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. So we'll talk about that next week, and you guys all have a good time. Any last words, Clinton?
Yeah. Let's play this PowerPoint drinking game, and I will give a presentation about how what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to give a presentation of how Mario Kart is a party game. Neil, any last words from New York before we see you on Sunday?
Party gaming in the house tonight. Rock Band is not a party game.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week, and party game on.